Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills, Dolphins, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
You can do it with a man who's about to make picks. You can look at his stupid face and be like, ha, told ya.
Tommy picks.
I don't think he heard what I was saying, Kim.
Told ya.
Does he ever?
No, he doesn't.
I heard.
Go hang out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room on Sunday. Delicious food, fantastic drink, beverage situation.
Oh, all kind of specials.
In my humble opinion, the best place to watch a game in Rochester. Yeah. So good, in fact, that Tommy being there won't detract from that.
Good folks out there.
So go spend your Sunday with Tommy, 1 o'clock, at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from CMF. 2-3 week last week?
Yeah.
Climbing back up from the 1-4-15 basement you were in for the 3 weeks previous. But you are confident.
Yeah.
And it has all to do with location.
Bro, if I know a game, this is the game I know.
All right. Well, there are some football experts that will tell you what you want to hear, but only one.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Are you ready, Tommy?
Let's do this.
Oh, we're under.
Just trying to enjoy this.
Shut up. Over under. 1.5 a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. This Miami offense moves, baby. They're fast. And Hill is the centerpiece of the fastness.
Yeah.
He can blow the game open, except when he plays the Bills. Are you ready for what might be the most shocking stat?
Shocking
of the day?
Stat.
Tyreek Hill has played 8 regular season games against the Buffalo Bills.
Mm.
And in those games, he has scored 2 touchdowns.
Is that just with Miami?
With Kansas City and Miami.
So his entire
regular season career. In 8 games, Tyreek Hill has scored 2 touchdowns against the
so
Bills.
So it tells me they know how to shut his ass down.
They do. McDermott is really good at shutting him down.
Right.
But here's the thing.
Right.
In the 2 games he did score them, they were close games.
Mm.
He had one in the season finale last year in primetime that the Bills won by a touchdown. And then he had the one in primetime, the home matchup 2 years ago, that the Bills only won by 3. The biggest weakness for this Bills defense so far this season has been giving up the big play. We've watched it happen a couple of times.
Mm.
Tyreek Hill is a big play wide receiver. That's all he does.
Right.
So, Tommy, over under 1.5 a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
That kid's had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
On and off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And some of it out of his hands. I mean, the house burning down.
Yeah, sure.
These problems over here.
Great, great, great.
They're trying to get to the stadium.
Okay.
His quarterback has got issues.
Okay.
It's not good, Pat.
All right.
It's not good. It ain't happening.
So you're saying you don't think he's going to get a touchdown?
McDermott's going to just wall this kid in.
All right. Again. No, look. If there is one weakness on this defense, because it looks like Terrell Bernard's going to play, at least he's been practicing this week, so that's
the
good.
Best.
That's good. The back end is a little bit rough. The safety situation.
Always is, but that's why you got to be gentle with the back end.
Okay.
You do this thing slowly in the back end. Take your time.
You could also make the argument he's due.
That is a legitimate, but
and
he
that's
ain't.
That's the argument you love to make. He's due.
So, but he old. He's also old.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but.
And that team is banged up. And no. Tua ain't the same Tua coming to
Tua
town.
Tua says he's healthy. He says
of
he's
course
healthy.
He said he was ready to play when he was doing jazz hands out there.
So to be clear, you are under 1.5 a touchdown.
I'm under.
For Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
All right. Our second pick.
Mm-hmm.
Over under 299 yards passing for Josh Allen.
299.
Josh has owned the Miami Dolphins. In the last 5 games, he's thrown for over 304 times. And the only game he didn't.
He's Northern Marino.
The only game he didn't was the Dolphins game earlier this year. And that was because, A, James Cook went off like a car alarm. Mm. And B, his night was pretty much done in the middle of the third quarter.
Right.
This passing offense looks like it's back to what we're used to seeing.
It's clicking, Pat. It's clicking.
And Miami has some defensive injuries. So if he needs to go get yards, Josh will be able to get them most likely. But The Bills have been winning games on the ground. Mm. And Sean McDermott likes it that way. If they lean on James Cook like they did in the first matchup against Miami, and now you have Ray Davis all of a sudden, Kimmy, we didn't know what he was during that first Miami game, that could affect how much Josh is used through the air in this game. Over under 299 yards passing for Josh Allen.
Pat, would you say that the weather on Sunday is almost perfect football weather?
Yeah, I would agree. Yes.
It's going to be dry.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be cool. Not too much wind.
Yes.
So all the elements are there for Josh to have an unbelievable game.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Sure. James Cook had his best game of the season. 3 touchdowns, total touchdowns. He was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week the last time they played the Dolphins. Mm. And again, that was before we knew what Ray Davis could do. I get what you're saying, but it's less risky to run than it is to throw.
But all the elements are there for Josh to have... Do what Josh does.
I guess, okay, let's not consider any of the straight up facts.
You're telling me what happened over here and over there.
Last time they played this exact team.
Yeah, but they played it in Miami.
Okay.
Sweaty ass balls, rude people.
Look, if there's one thing
drunk, don't even care about the game. They don't take care of their kids. This town's out of control.
If there's one thing you know, it's sweaty ass balls. You see plenty of them.
Yeah, especially down in Miami. I've seen it.
Over under 299 yards passing.
You're telling
for Josh
me he
Allen.
Can't get 300 yards.
He didn't get it earlier
perfect,
this season.
But this is perfect weather at home. Everybody's jacked to see Josh do his thing. He's going to do his thing.
So?
Yeah. He's gonna get 300 yards.
Okay.
And I don't care about James Cook and Davis over here and this guy over there.
You should. Like, see, this is like people.
What about Miami before?
This is why nobody ever helps you with anything. Because, like, people try to give you a hand, and you just. So, to be clear, you are over 299 yards passing for Josh Allen. Tommy tells it like it is on a football Friday. Bills Dolphins 1 o'clock live here on Sunday on CMF. He is under 0.5 a touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. He is over 299 yards passing for Josh Allen. Third pick over under 15 yards rushing.
Wait, 15 yards rushing.
15 yards rushing for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
Oh.
The elephant in the room for this weekend's game is Tua.
Yeah.
We all know the issues he's had with concussions.
He's sick. He's a sick person. That's what people don't seem to realize. This kid is in medical trouble.
Look, I'm
one more hit, and you may see something ugly.
And I'm really worried about that this weekend. And there have been calls for him to hang it up for good, but he pressed on, and I guess...
There is no medical doctor that says, yeah, he should be on that field.
Look, he's been clear.
Including the Dolphins doctors really aren't crazy about it.
Look, man, all right. Look, he played for the first time last weekend since the incident, and he looked decent.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said.
That's one game. That's a snapshot.
And forget the bad injury luck, period. Against the Bills, it's been more pronounced. The Bills are going to bring pressure. That's how you beat Tua.
He's the reason. They're the reason he is the way he is.
No, I would argue the reason everything started is because Mike McDaniel refused to take him out of that game after that hit from Matt
Milano.
But
you set him up.
Okay. Look, Bills are going to bring pressure that could force him out of the pocket. The question is, does he take off running like he does have the ability to do, or is he going to try and play it super safe on account of trying to keep himself healthy? So you know. In 3 games this year that he's played, Tua has rushed for 11, 17, and 13 yards respectively.
All right, so he's not really taking off.
No, but it's 15.
Yeah.
Over under 15 yards rushing for Tua.
I mean, that's a very small amount of yardage. That could just happen in a broken play, correct?
It can, but, I mean, there could be, look, we've seen Josh stop running.
Yeah.
There are plays where, at least, well, earlier in the season, there are plays where he could have taken off and he didn't do it. There could be a mandate like, look, if you're going to go, you're going to stay put.
But they could be in desperation by the at a point in the game where he feels like he's got to do something.
And that's what scares me the most about that. Because that's how he got hurt against DeMar Hamlin. He was in desperation. Yeah. They were down big.
And I think that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to take the over.
You're taking over 15
yards
rushing.
Yeah, I think the kid's going to get desperate, and he's going to try to run, and it's going to be not.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good.
Okay. The Bills are, they opened as 6.5-point favorites against the Dolphins at home. That line has moved. It is now 5.5.
Not much.
Okay. Seems like a slam dunk, right?
Oh, it's a dunkaroo.
Okay. There are two things you need to know that I explained earlier this morning, but I will share with our audience listening now.
All right.
Since 2020, against Miami, the Bills have not covered a spread of 4 or more points. When the Bills are favored by a little, they blow out the Dolphins. When the Bills are favored by a lot, they are 0-5 against the spread, 4-1 straight up. It's weird. The other stat you need to know. The last three games the Bills have played on Sunday during fallback weekend, they are 0-3.
So you say they really struggle with the time change.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying statistically it showed in the last 3 years they do. Yeah. Sean McDermott, a very regimented coach. I think it is a legitimate question when the hour gets changed if that has an effect on them. All right? And keep in mind this. Miami is also a desperate team right now. They need to keep. They need this win to keep any hopes of the playoffs they have alive. Mm. Mike McDaniel, the head coach, may need this win to keep his job at the end of the season.
Okay, but he don't throw balls.
Do the Bills win? And if they do, is it by 6 or more points?
Oh, my God. I don't do this.
Tony. I'm having deja vu right now.
I don't.
I'm going home. No, I just gave you all of the information.
But you give me a bunch of crap history that's a big smoke and mirrors don't count.
What the hell? The
information doesn't count.
1920, 2020, over here.
You're the one that likes to bring up the past all the time.
Full moon.
No, it applies to last year. It applies to last year.
Spring, fall, and fall back.
The Bills were slight favorites in their first matchup. They blew them out. The Bills were underdogs in their second matchup. It was a close game. Wait, yeah. You get what I'm saying? Now you got me all backwards.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault. You got confused.
Did I win a game? Is it my 5.5?
Just get to your point, man.
Dear God.
I'm trying to. But you guys, like, overstat my ass. And you're trying to confuse everything.
Can I speak?
Yes, can I speak?
Do they win? It is by 6 or more.
Okay. I think that the Bills win.
And?
And they cover.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now you're done?
Well, I mean, what are you asking me beyond that?
I'm not asking you a thing. I'm not asking you a thing.
We're asking if you're done with your pick is what we're asking.
I mean, I see this being a hell of a game, Pat. A hell of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what does that mean?
I'm thinking big things for the Bills,
oh my
baby.
0-5
against the spread. 0-5 against the spread.
Oh,
when they are favored by 4 or more since 2020. Okay, just say it, stupid. Just say it. Will you just say it?
I'm talking about a Ryan Dubby, Miami Rice blowout.
No, Ryami Vice. We've been
like
over this.
Better. I like the start.
I love how you're dyslexic and you said it by accident once the wrong way, so now you're all in on it. That's great. This is fun for everybody. Okay, let's recap.
Yeah, let's do this. Tommy
puking all over himself. He is under 0.5 touchdown for Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. He is over 299 yards passing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He is over 15 yards rushing for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the 5.5, and he's got a blowout, a Miami Mice blowout.
Miami.
You just keep changing it.
Mice now?
Shut up. Oh. We have our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger,
right,
and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy, coming up just after 9 o'clock.
Should be a hell of a not so fast upset buddy.
God,
why? What's the matter?
Shut up. Shut up and just
what
do
you
stupid.
What are you doing? What is this?
I'm trying not to punch you.
I'm trying not to punch you. I want to punch you so
punch?
Hard.
I know a buddy that can teach you how to punch
really?
Better.
Why don't you come over here? Why don't you come over here? I'll show you how I punch. How about that?
You have him flustered this morning. God.
Flustered is not the word.
I'm so mad right now.
What's your stupid ass bonus pick?
Okay, my bonus pick. Yes, I do. So I say somebody.
Okay.
And the Bills offense will get Offensive Player of the Week.
So there will be a Buffalo Bill that is
that will
AFC.
Be such
an
AFC Player of the Week because they're going to have such an outstanding performance. I don't know.
Has anybody gotten it yet this year?
Josh had it.
Josh got it and early. James Cook got it.
Okay.
Josh got it for his week one performance. I believe James Cook. No. Josh and James Cook.
Okay. They both had it, though.
Yeah. I love. Well, it's,
I wanted to be more disappointed.
No, based on your pick, it's one person.
That was a good.
It's Josh because Josh isn't going to throw for 300, and James Cook's going to run for 2 unless the Bills score 70 on him, which they're not going to do because McDermott doesn't let that happen.
You know,
Was that? What was that?
Well, you know.
Or may be out of his control by then.
Okay. All right.
And McDermott needs to put on a show, too, you know.
No, he doesn't. His
not really.
Job could not
He's
be more
in the
secure.
Entertainment business.
Shut up. Yeah, so are you, but look what we're doing here. See, there you go. So I just make noise.
I'm just repeating the noises that are presented
clever,
to me.
But I have nothing to say, so I just do this. I worked 30 years making noises and doing jazz hands the whole time.
The YouTube stream. Really getting a show right now. Getting a puppet show and everything.
Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Brian Duffy, just after 9 o'clock to recap Tommy's picks here on a Football Friday on CMF.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.